The Crimson Hawks of IUP snapped their modest two-game losing streak with a 20-13 win over the Griffins of Seton Hill University. They trailed again, though, 3-0, 10-0, 13-0 at the end of the first half. But they came out with a different perspective, a different team in the second half, and they got themselves a 35-yard pass play from Karst Hunter to Cole Laney that put them on the board. Extra point made it 13-7. Later on in the third quarter, with time running out, about 54 seconds to go, they got themselves a two-yard rush from Karst Hunter, who began to bootleg and take care of things himself. However, the extra point attempt was no good by Nick Andresi, and the score was tied at 13-all. And then the Crimson Hawks pretty much took over. They had an 86-yard drive on eight plays, highlighted by J.D. Younger, the only healthy running back they have. He had 21 rushes for 104 yards and a touchdown on the day, and he scored a TD with 5:10 to go, and the extra point was good, 20-13. And then the last drive by Seton Hill was thwarted when the all-conference D-back Darius Bruce intercepted the ball, took it into Seton Hill territory, and that cemented the game. Younger was our offensive player of the game. Defensive player of the game was Garrett Cox, 16 tackles, 2 sacks, and 2 tackles for loss. So coming up next with a 5-2 record, it's going to be Cal U at Cal, and that'll be next Saturday. Jack Benedict reporting on Senior Day here for your hometown radio stations.